It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're continuing the study in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 28. We're going to begin with the 15th verse in reading today. So please open your Bibles to that chapter, book, chapter, and verse. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have to come and to look to the Word of God. And we begin reading now with Exodus chapter 28, verse 15. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod, thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, of purple, of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make it. Foursquare it shall be, being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stone, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be of a sardis, a topaz, a carbuncle. This is the first row. The second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row, beryl or beryl, and an onyx and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And the stone shall be with names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make up on the breastplate chains at the ends the wreathen work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shalt put two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou shalt fasten in the two ouches, and put them in the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon two sides of the breastplate, in the border thereof, which is the side of the ephod inward. And two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath towards the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof upon the rings of the ephod with the lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate is not loosed from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth unto the holy place for memorial before the Lord continually. Now that we've read God's precious word, let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come together, that we can enjoy this time. It is so exciting, dear Lord, to come together and to enjoy this time of fellowship. Please, dear Lord, that you will guide and lead us today in this study, that we may know your way and will for our lives, that we may come by faith to you, to salvation. And please don't let anyone or anything stop us from coming to your truth, to the Word of God to find out how to be saved and find out how to live, and everything is in your precious Word. And so please, dear Lord, help us to know that, to learn that. We spend so much time in searching what makes us happy, and we know by your Word, and I know by personal experience, the only way that happiness comes and joy comes is to know you as our Savior and to walk with you, to serve you, and to praise and honor you. So please, dear Lord, that in the study today, as we look at this high priest, as he puts on this beautiful garment, and what its purpose is and what it stands for. And I think that it'll be a blessing to all, dear Lord. I hope that it is. And it will be if you're in our presence as we study today. So please meet with us today, dear Lord, that you will show us your way and will and teach us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so glad you're with us today. And as we continue this study of the materials and the different things, and sometimes you kind of get bogged down a little bit in some of these things, but please don't. Please just stay. I love studying the Word of God. It's so exciting. And we look at this garment that the high priest is to wear, and we started with the ephod. Now, this linen ephod, and we're going to spend a little bit more time on that in the previous verses from verse 6 over to the 14th verse. We know that the ephod is made, they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. The breastplate is made with much of the same. But as we look at this ephod, we find that Samuel and David and others wore what they call a linen ephod. It wasn't as elaborate as this. It didn't have some of the beauty that this has, because this is for the high priest. But the ephod itself is something that was worn before. Now, we're calling this, instead of the linen ephod, we're calling a golden ephod, even though it is basic with the linen cloth as the background, as the foundation of it. But it is a coat without sleeves. It's a short coat. It is brought together. It's buttoned very close, and it's with a girdle of the same things that this is made of. And it has shoulder pieces. It is buttoned together with two precious stones set upon the upon the shoulders, if you remember, as we studied that last time. These stones are set in gold, each on the shoulder. There is six tribes engraved on one shoulder and six on the other. This way you see that the high priest bears them before the Father, carries them, presents them before the Father. It is a beautiful picture of this ephod, the golden ephod, and that's the basis as we're looking, because we have to kind of review that before we get to the breastplate that we're going to take a look at today. And so we find that this high priest, by having this on the shoulder, speaks of power, and he is a representative of the nation of Israel. We need to kind of keep in mind that this nation, the nation of Israel, has become very large as they spent the last several years, 300 to 400 years back in the land of Egypt. They went in as 70 souls with Jacob and his sons and their families, and they came out, you know, in the range of a million and a half up to 3 million is some of the estimates of how many have come out, because they just count the men, and then you have the women and children as well. And so we're looking at a strong nation, a mighty nation here that is being born, has been birthed, and now that the nation is being put into place. Prior and living in Egypt, they weren't known as a nation. They were just a people of slaves, and they were the sons of Jacob, and that's the only thing anybody knew. And we know that before Jacob died, that his name was changed to Israel, and so they have become the Israelites. Well, now that they have been in Egypt for these years and they've grown to such a size, God is bringing them out and he is making this to organize, to put into place. And he is bringing together, now that they're a nation, a place where they will come to worship him. And that is this tabernacle. And this man, this high priest, Aaron, is going to be the representative that will stand before God on behalf of the people. So prior to this, see, they have had none of this. Jacob, Abraham, all would build earthen altars, and they would bring their offerings and their sacrifices, but there was no organized form of worship. And this is the first, and they received this again. It's been a little while, but don't forget, we're at Mount Sinai. And we're going to spend a year here building this tabernacle before we move on. But they received the Ten Commandments, the law. But every time that law comes, grace is present. And we're going to find grace in this tabernacle. We're going to find an unmerited love, God's protection for the people, God's opportunity of salvation for the people. So he doesn't just come and judge. He also sends us this way of salvation. And again, he is their representative. Now, this ephod, and it kind of gets confusing a little bit because it speaks of a girdle. It speaks of the ephod. It gives us a description again of this ephod, and it says that it's a short coat without sleeves. You've maybe seen a picture of what somebody thinks it looks like. We don't know what it looks like because we're not to repeat it. Our high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ, and so we do not need to have this robe. You see with some religions quite a garb that they put on, and quite a garment and a process, and oh, they have it all, you know. And the sad thing is that that's not to be today. But many have missed that. They go with the tradition, and this means this by tradition. This means this by tradition. Well, we need to worship and praise our true God according to the Word of God, not according to tradition. And so just see that you know Jesus as your Savior and you come by faith to Him. Call upon Him, asking Him to forgive your sins, and something you don't do daily. It's something that you don't do weekly. It's something that you do once, and your sins are taken away. Now, you're saved, you're eternally saved. That's according to the Word of God. If you don't believe that, it's because you do not understand the Word of God. And he says, well, my religion doesn't do that. Well, they don't understand the Word of God. It's simple. It's clear. People are afraid to trust in the Word of God, in the presence of God, to keep someone walking according to the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit, if you're truly saved, comes to live within you. He is your guide. He is your teacher. And he will lead you in the paths and the ways of righteousness. And so, will you continue to sin? Yes, you do, because of the flesh. But in God's eyes, God the Father's eyes, you're perfect because all he sees is the blood of Jesus Christ that you have trusted in by faith. Please come to him. Please accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Please have the Holy Spirit come within your heart to live there eternally, and then begin that wonderful walk. Here we now look at this representative, and my representative is the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the right hand of the Father making intercession for me, just like this high priest is about to learn here. And again, this is just being put into place. And even in the Old Testament, something that was, 1,500 years before the birth of Christ, which is 2,000 years plus ago, and so now we're 3,500 years ago. And yet that word is still alive, and we can learn from it. So we're going to take a look now at the breastplate. This breastplate that we see here in the 15th verse, thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work, after the work of the ephod thou shalt make it. Of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twine linen thou shalt make it. Sounds much like the same list of materials, isn't it? Those materials all came out of Egypt because they were to go and ask the Egyptians for their jewels and for their wealth. And God put it in the heart of the Egyptians to give it to them because God knew his people had need. And it was also payment for all the years of slavery that they spent in Egypt. And so they left a wealthy people because they were able to take the wealth of Egypt out with them. And the purpose was not for them to be wealthy and to claim wealth and to build a house and a mansion and buy a fancy chariots and all those things of that day. The purpose was for them to be able to give to God. God has to give to us, and because we have no ability to make it on our own, and then we're to give it back. And you say, well, I know a lot of lost people that have a lot of money. Well, they don't have it, and God can take it away in a second. And if he doesn't take it away here, you'll die without it. And if you die without your money, and if you die without Jesus, it's a sad day. Now, to die without your money is the way everybody dies. But to die without Jesus means that you'll go to the lake of fire. And so, please, don't get hung up on the money today. God is our supplier. He meets our needs. We need to praise him and honor him. This breastplate, now in the 15th verse that we're looking at, same materials. We get the four square is the it shall be being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof. A span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones. Okay, now let's take a look here first. It is a very rich piece of cloth. It is wrought with gold and purple. It says two spans long, so that gives us the dimensions of the size. Now, we can try to guess what that is, but that's we're just going to leave it at that because we know that it fit perfectly Aaron. It does come on top of the ephod, and it attaches to the ephod, we know. And so this it attaches with gold's chains of gold, and both on the top and the bottom as well, as it's attached together. We know that the means of attachment, it will never be separated from the ephod. And so this ephod is the garment of service, and the breastplate of judgment, which is called here, as we look at the 15th verse, thou shalt make a breastplate of judgment, and was an emblem of honor. And so we have service and honor, and the two must never be separated. You know, the people were forbidden. They were not allowed to go, the people in general. Only the Levites were allowed to come in to minister in the holy place, even in the courtyard, and then on into the Holy of Holies was for the high priest only. The people were forbidden to go in there. Now today, according to the Word of God, when we are saved, we become priests, and so we are allowed to go into the courtyard, we're not to build it, of course, but it sure gives you an idea of what we're to be doing and how we're to grow. We're allowed to come in through the courtyard because we've been to the cross of Calvary, that brazen altar, have the brazen laver. The Word of God continues to wash us as we get dirty remaining here upon this earth. And then, of course, we go into the holy place. We feed upon the showbread. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity of fellowship we have. We are able to feed upon this showbread to grow. Washing is out of the laver. To grow is here inside the holy place where we're feeding upon the bread of life, learning, growing, but it has to be. The only way you're going to truly learn the Word of God has to be by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the light of that lampstand. It's the only light in there. You could not see to feed, to eat, if it wasn't for that light. and it's the light of Jesus Christ. And so please, simple principle, but don't miss it. Don't miss it. The only true teacher is the Holy Spirit that lives within us to show us the ways of Christ and on to the ways of the Father. And so if you want to learn the Word of God, it's wonderful. I love teaching the Word of God. But the teacher is the Holy Spirit that lives within you. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're not saved, then you will never learn the Word of God. Oh, you could memorize it from cover to cover, and many have, but it's of no value to them until you trust in Jesus as your Savior. The people are forbidden to come. They cannot come into the holy place or the holy of holies, either one. But the high priest, as they enter in, and we read that there's, it's four square, it shall be doubled, a span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof, and thou shalt set in its settings of stones, even four rows of stones. And then it begins to tell us those four rows, and we're going to look at those stones just a little bit here in a few minutes. But first, I want you to see, we have the ephod. And the ephod has six tribes listed on the right shoulder and six tribes listed on the left shoulder. Now we have the 12 tribes listed on the breastplate of the high priest. And so each one is entered. Every time that the high priest goes in to the holy place, onto the Holy of Holies, he is representing, he is taking the people of Israel, every tribe, and presenting them before God the Father. And you know, it's the same thing as believers, even while we're here upon earth. Not only can we enter into the holy place, but we can enter into the Holy of Holies because of Jesus Christ. Because remember, as we walk through that courtyard, brazen altar, being the cross, brazen lavers, the washing. Once we have cleansed ourselves on a daily basis, not just daily, many times through the day, as we can come to our Lord and ask for forgiveness of the sins of the day. Our sins, you know, people have trouble understanding that. Our sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west in God's, the Father's, eyes. But because we are still here in the flesh, in order for us to have fellowship with our God, we have to confess our sin and come to Him in a time of fellowship. Well, we get to do that. We cleanse ourselves at the laver, spiritually speaking. We come into the tabernacle, the holy place. Spiritually speaking, we get to eat of the bread fellowship over the bread that is on the table of showbread. We can do that by the light. It's a wonderful time of fellowship. We have the fresh, sweet incense from the incense altar, otherwise known as the prayer altar. And you know that more time you spend in prayer with your God, with my God, you'll find that the fellowship is wonderful, and that's what it takes. Then we're allowed to not only go to the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, because you see, He has replaced that veil as it was rent, as it was torn in two from the top to bottom. You can go right into the Holy of Holies, to the presence of God the Father, because our high priest, the Lord Jesus, is making intercession for us. And He is in the heavenlies, Ephesians 2:6, if you would take a minute to look that verse up. Each tribe was engraved in precious stones, and to signify how precious in God's sight believers are. And this nation He had purchased, and it's His people. Now, they have to come by faith. They had to believe by faith that this was true, or they had no salvation. It wasn't just because they're a Jew or just because they're an Israelite that makes them saved at this time. Same today. It's not just because you call yourself a Christian or you attend a certain church that makes you safe with God. It doesn't. The only thing makes you safe with God is if you've trusted in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. But we find that in Isaiah 43:4, God speaks of his own being honorable. And they're only honorable because of his Son, God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without that, we're as filthy rags. Every works we've done, we have no good in us, the Scripture tells us. And Malachi 3:17 speaks of the jewels. And that's the way God looks at us. And, you know, to have the opportunity to lay the gifts that we have gained here upon earth as we do things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we do things in the service of God the Father, we are laying up treasures in heaven. And these treasures, these crowns, these jewels that we have are going to be so wonderful, not as today in this world to possess them and hoard them and show people, well, hey, look what I have. Know that we can give them unto the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And oh, to have so much, hopefully, prayerfully, for our service, we will have much to lay at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see how we've got things so turned around down here? We work and work and work to hoard these things, to have these things, and we're to be a giver, have a giving heart. In God's eyes, it doesn't matter how small or how poor one of these families would have been, one of these tribes, it didn't matter. They're all precious in the sight of God. So the high priest, as he goes in, has the shoulders, six on each side, representing power, on his breast, close to his heart, speaking of the wonderful love of God. Now, as we finish today, I hope I have time. We're just going to take a few minutes and look at this breastplate and what was on this breastplate. We have the first row and the second row, the third row and the fourth row listed in the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th verses. And so as you look at that, and these stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engraving of a signet, every one with the name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And then it's all set in pure gold. Now again, this is secured upon the ephod in its design. It's secured that way. We have the sardis, topaz, and carbuncle is the first row. And the sardis, it just in looking it up, said that it's just a precious stone. It didn't give a color as I looked that up. It just said a sardis, a precious stone. The topaz is a yellowish color. The carbuncle is a deep red. And they said that carbuncle, whenever you would put that in the sun, it would appear as burning coal, and said it was so beautiful. The emerald, its color is green or bluish green in that area. The sapphire that's in the emerald, the sapphire, and the diamond are in the second row. Sapphire is many colors. It could be a blue or red or scarlet, yellow, green, white, or others. And only to the diamond is it, it's next to the diamond as far as its hardness is concerned. The diamond is the most valuable, and it is clear, very beautiful. Ligure, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, I couldn't really find anything other than it's just one of the gems that is placed in this breastplate. This is the third row. Agate comes in many different colors. It's a combination of things. Flint and the amethyst that is next, it is part of that. Jasper, jade, and others. It's kind of a combination of things, a very beautiful stone. The amethyst is a violet, a blue color. That was in the third row. And now in the fourth row, we have beryl, if again that's pronounced correctly. emerald color. This is a green and various shades is the definition of that. Onyx is just various colors. So it had many different colors in the onyx, and the jasper too was a variety of colors. It was kind of less hard than flint. Now, as we looked at those 12, they were listed on there. Some wonder if Joseph, his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, if they were listed on there, and only was and Levite wasn't. We're not sure. It doesn't really say. I believe that Levi was listed on there. What a beautiful picture that we have of the breastplate. We're precious to the Lord. Time gets away so quickly. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?